Welcome to the Bridge Church Podcast. Our hope is that God would speak to you during this time, and our mission is to connect you to Jesus daily.
Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you for each and every volunteer. Thank you for every person that's in attendance here today that may be listening online. God, I just pray that you would speak to our hearts. Your word says that it is impossible to please you without faith. God, I pray that you give us clarity on what that actually means. God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. I pray that you would increase our faith to continue to walk and to trust you, God. I pray that you would move and do what only you can do, and that is change lives and change hearts, God. We love you. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, as I began to think about this message and actually think about this series, I thought about myself because every once in a while, my wife's in the back of the room, she may smile, every once in a while, I'll misplace my keys. Partly because when I walk in, I'll put my keys in a different location. I don't have one single key hook. Actually, we do. My wife puts it there every single time. But I'll walk in, I'm like, okay, let me just set it on the counter. My hands may be full. It's on the kitchen table. Sometimes they end up on my bathroom sink, you know, like I just set it down right there. But the problem is then I'm walking out the door, right? And what happens? It's like, where's my keys? You see my keys? You see my keys? You see my keys? And like we go through this whole process and we're just going back and forth. I'm like, let me help find my keys, right? Because without my keys, my car is sitting out in the driveway, and this is big, beautiful machine, right? I mean, it can, I joke with people, I drive a truck, and I call it my monster truck. It's not really a monster truck, but I'm an optimist, you know? But it's just sitting out in the driveway. It's there, but it will do nothing, right? Without my keys, it will just sit and rust and not do anything. But if I have my keys, guess what? That thing will go, right? Like the engine will go, the wheels will turn, the windows can be down. I can enjoy that low country air. But if I don't have those keys, it's useless. And in fact, it's really, honestly, it's just kind of for show, right? Like it's just kind of sitting there, like people drive by my house like, oh, cool. They got a car there. Awesome, right? And it's just for show. But if we think about our relationship with God, the Bible teaches us that faith is that key. And if we were to take that key out of our relationship, if we were to eliminate the key of faith in our relationship with God, then it's really just for show. It's like we may just show up and may attend church, or we may talk about those different things, but yet if our faith, as the Bible describes, is not rooted in who Jesus is, it's almost like it's just sitting there, right? It's just for show. We can point to it. We can look at it. We're like, ooh, that's shiny. That's really cool. That's awesome. And I love the people there and all that. But yet, if we have the key to our relationship with God, faith, and we know how to use our faith and where to place our faith, just like where to place the key, it's like it changes everything in our relationship with God. And God begins to take us on this journey, this whirlwind, this thrill of obedience because of where we truly place our faith. Faith is such a big deal. This is what Hebrews 11:6 says. You guys good? All right. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. If you're taking notes here, faith is key to spiritual growth in our lives. And it says that. I love how direct. And it says it is impossible to please God. We cannot please God without the key, without faith. And then he gives us two things I'd love to focus on just for a quick minute. It says it's impossible to please God. And it says whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And he says that we must first believe that he exists, that God is real, that he is the creator, that he is active in our world and active in our lives. And if we truly have faith in him, then we place our faith in that belief. And if you really think about faith and boil it down, it's what I believe. It's do I believe that God truly exists? Do I believe that Jesus exists? And not only do I believe that Jesus exists, but do I believe that he is who he says he is? Most people, most professors and scholars we're meeting on campus here, they know without a shadow of a fact, history books can prove it, that Jesus has walked this earth. But yet, what do I believe about who he is? And if I'm placing my faith in who Jesus is, now my life begins to change and begins to mold into that belief. Because now when I walk into my household, right, I now must begin to talk and act and live as if Jesus is the Messiah and that I have given my life to him. And then he gives us this. You guys ready for this? It says, you must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. How beautiful is that? He's saying, not only will if you seek me, but not only when you seek me, you must believe that I exist. But the extra step here is that God will reward us if we seek him. He's saying, if you seek me, I will give you this reward. I will help you experience the life that you were created for. And so when we look at our lives and we look at how we operate, it's much like, I love to use this illustration, and it's the new year. Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions to get healthier? I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start walking, whatever it may be. And the funny thing about working out is, right, you show up the first day, you go and you sweat or you walk or whatever, and you're like, this is good, right? And you go back home, and then you look in the mirror, and you're like, right? You're like, nothing, right? Nothing's changed. I've gone once, right? And then you even go a second time. You're like, I'm going to walk. Whew, I'm power walking now, right? Like, I'm going. And then I go back, and I look in the mirror, and I'm like, nothing's changed, right? It's the second day. The third day, you're like, oh, I'm power walking harder. Here we go. I'm sweating more, right? And then I go look in the mirror. Guess what? Nothing's changed, right? But if we stay consistent and we keep at it, then all of a sudden 6 weeks comes. And all of a sudden somebody walks up to you and you go, you've been walking? You've been working out, right? And then you just hold the meter like, yes, I have, right? Can you tell, right? Like everything changes in that moment. It's because you stay consistent with it and you seek and you have the reward for seeking after that physical fitness. And it may not happen overnight. And it may not happen in an instant, but yet in our relationship with God, as we continually, the Bible says, if you seek him, it's kind of like very similar where you may walk in one day and people go, you've been acting a little different. It's like you have this, it's kind of like you're patient now, or you're like you have this peace. You don't really feel or seem as overwhelmed as you were, and it's like you have this direction. You're hanging out with these people that are very similar to the same, and you just get that same feeling going, yes, I have. I've given my life to Jesus. I've actually been seeking him. And all of a sudden, then we start to experience the reward of placing our faith in Jesus, the reward of seeking after him. But true faith, right? True faith. I love this illustration as well. If you have a chair, and as everybody walked in these beautiful black, like just comfy chairs, right? As you walked in, there is a moment where you and I have to truly believe if we have faith in this chair, right? Because we can look at it and it can be awesome. But then our faith must say, I trust this chair enough to actually put all of my weight on it. In fact, there's a great story of I forget what you even call them, the guys who do performers and they do these awesome fancy tricks, right? And Evil Knievel, he used to jump all the ramps. I'm kind of dating myself a little bit, but jump all the ramps. And there's this one guy who has a zip line and he would go across huge canyons and he would walk across the zip line where there's this one guy, right? He had a protege and he had a wheelbarrow and he placed the wheelbarrow and he's going to walk across this zip line on the wheelbarrow. And it was one that has never been attempted before. And so he's standing there and he's talking to his protege and he's like, hey, do you believe that I can do this? Like, should I do it? Do you believe I can do it? And he's like, yeah, you're one of the greatest that I've ever done it. You can do that. And he's like, okay, if you really believe, get in the wheelbarrow. Right? It's like, okay, well, that changes things a little bit, right? Like, now I'm placing my life in your hands, right? And as we say, I have faith in Jesus, Jesus is like, okay, get in the wheelbarrow, right? It's like all of who I am, all of my trust, all of my decisions, in fact, who I even am, my identity is now placed in Jesus. And he begins to tell me who I am, and my life is redirected, and the Holy Spirit begins to change those things in me. And as I'm seeking after him, we start to see the spiritual growth happen. The more we place our faith in him, the more we trust him. The Bible also says, how much faith does it take for God to move in my life? Like, how much, right? And Jesus, being the teacher he is, he looks around and he finds the smallest seed, and he goes, hi, you see this little tiny guy right here? This mustard seed. If you have that much faith, I can do the impossible. If you have that much faith, and I see that, and I'm a firm believer that faith compounds, faith builds. And as I start with this mustard seed, I'm placing more faith in him and more faith in him. And I can remember when I first got into ministry, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. What in the world is happening, right? But then God continued to grow my faith and grow my faith. And it's like, well, how am I going to do this? And calls you to do bigger things, right? And then bigger things. And this is a lot, God. Can I even handle all of this? And then every time I have stepped out, every time we step out, he's like, see? And he places something there, and he walks with us every step of the way, but it takes us that faith. There is a caveat, because we can sit back, right, and say, I believe, but yet if my actions, if my pursuit doesn't change, then where is my faith really, right? If my actions don't change to move towards my beliefs, if I truly have the faith, then I'm climbing in the wheelbarrow, right? I'm moving in, and I'm trusting God with that to believe that he is my creator, and this is who he's made me to be. And my faith step is to say, okay, God, I don't fully understand how this is going to help me. I don't fully understand how this reward is going to come, but I'm going to take this step. And I'm going to take another step. And I'm going to keep seeking you. I'm going to keep pursuing you, God. And it's going to be, there are going to be days, I promise you, there are going to be days when you're looking in the mirror and going, this isn't even working. God, where are you? This, like, come on, God, right? And then, all of a sudden, you're going to step into this moment because you've kept placing your faith, kept seeking him. It's like, whoa, hang on a second. That person just said that to me, and I have way more patience than I would have had with them a long time ago, right? Or whatever it may be, all of a sudden we see the reward that begins to happen because we've continually placed our faith in him week after week, day after day, pursuing who God has called us to be. And I want to spend just a few minutes as move here and talk about those actions, because if you're taking notes, I'd love you to write this down. Faith steps toward God will lead me to a life-giving lifestyle. Faith steps with God. The reason God's calling us on this journey is because he wants to have, for us to have the abundant life, a life-giving life. Not only that, is to help those who are around us. And I began to pray, and honestly, this very popular piece of scripture has been on my mind and been on my heart for the past probably month. And I just see it as a way that Christians are called to live their lives. It's very clear. It's like God wrote it out and said, oh, you want to know what I hope you are defined by when you're at work, what your home is defined by, what your workplace, all of those things. If I could look up on your social media, like all these things, right? Like, this is what you should be defined by. And this is what he says. Most of the time, I say these at a wedding. So you guys locked in, ready to go. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 7. And it says this: love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. Whew, right? It does not rejoice about injustices, but rejoice whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Wow. I think the reason that has been on my mind is because, one, it's convicting, right? To look at that and go, I can't measure up to that. I can't do that. I can't live that out all of the time. And it's like God whispered in my ear, it's impossible. Without faith in me, without a relationship with me that is seeking after me, you're right, it is impossible. Outside of a life of Jesus, you're right, the world is too evil. Our sinful flesh is drawn into that way too much. We need the supernatural strength of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But as I look at that, I mean, one is convicting, but two, I'm like, I want my house. I want this to be at my house, right? Like, I want my marriage to reflect this. I want my workplace to reflect this. I want my kids at the end of my life to read this and go, yep, that was Dad, right? Because there are days when they're like, oh, that's the opposite, right? Or whatever it may be. But I look at that as a target, as a goal. And when I look at it as a reward, as God says, if you place your faith in me, seek after me, there is a reward that I'm calling you to. And it's this fulfilled, this love-filled life that you and I get to experience. We get to walk into that because, as we read in Scripture, it is God, He is love. And when He describes love and when He talks about love, that's exactly what he is talking about. There's this old application that you can do here on this. And if you've ever seen it here, you take the word love and you put your name in there. I'm going to do it right here for me real quick. My wife's in here, so I'm completely vulnerable. Here we go. Daniel is patient and kind. Daniel is not jealous or boastful. It just depends on if I win PlayStation or not. Boastful or proud or rude. Daniel does not demand its own way. I mean, come on, that's a big one, right? Daniel is not irritable. Daniel keeps no record of being wrong. Daniel does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Daniel never gives up. Daniel never loses faith. Daniel is always hopeful. Daniel endures through every circumstance. What if that was read for you and I? At the end of the day, the reward that God has called us to. And I believe, yeah, we may be looking at that, but that is what we are seeking. That is when we place our faith in Jesus. When Jesus says, get in the wheelbarrow, this is what he's calling us to. This is what he's holding us to. And so when we feel the Holy Spirit going, that's not for you, and that's going to lead you down a path and a road that will not get you this, right? And we see that, but I'm here to tell you, that is a great reward. That is incredible, but while we're seeking this, we end up realizing the actual prize, the actual reward is Jesus. The actual reward is God, because this is who he is. This is who we get to rest in. This is when he lives his life, he doesn't have to go, oh, let me try to do this. Let me try to make patience happen. Let me try to make long suffering happen. Let me try to make endurance happen. No, that's just who he is. He is faithful. He is love. He is grace, and he loves you more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. No matter what you have done, what you have said, how you have acted, he loves you more than you could ever imagine, and he wants this for you way more than anybody else on this planet, including ourselves. He wants it so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross, to make a way, to pay the price, to make it possible for you and I to live this way. That's true love, right? That is amazing. That is hope-filled. I have I just have this amazing optimism in life now because that is who is on my side. In fact, Scripture says that's who's walking with you every single day of your life. And that is worth the pursuit of knowing that we have that Creator walking with us, helping us, guiding us, and helping and shaping us into the image that he's called his followers, his believers. And when we say, we want you to take faith steps, or when the Bible says, I want you to place your faith in me, and if you earnestly seek after him, these are the rewards that he speaks of in our lives as we trust him and grow in him. And so as we begin to think about this new year, my question to you is this. What is your one faith step to move towards Jesus? What is your one faith? Just focus on one. That's my challenge. You may, like for me, I know a lot of times when I have just one, I try to be like an overachiever. I'm like, I'm going to have one, but I'm really going to have five, right? But I'd love for us just to lean in. What is the one faith step that I need? What's my one get in the wheelbarrow moment for my life right here in January 2022, right? Like, what does that look like for me? And I can't answer that question. My hope is that you will ask God, ask the Holy Spirit, say, God, what is the one faith step that you're calling me to take? Because for you, it may be, I don't have a relationship with Jesus. I've never actually said, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again. And I'm actually now placing my belief, my faith, my hope in you, Jesus. And I want to have that relationship with you. Romans 10:9 says, if we confess with our mouth everything that I just confessed and believed in our heart, believe, right? The faith in my heart that God is real and that he does this, then he is mighty to forgive us of our sins, and we can be saved to spend eternity with him, to enter into this faith-filled life that he's called us to. And it could be that moment. It could be for us. I need to spend more time seeking after God, whether that be in prayer. It could be in his word. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. If I want to increase my faith, the Bible gives us is very clear that it's hearing the word of God, hearing his voice, being directed by him, whatever it may. It could be we're as a church, we're launching into 21 days of prayer and fasting. Maybe if never done any kind of fast before. Maybe you've never said, you know what, I'm turning off my TV for 21 days, whatever it may look like. It could be I'm getting off social media. I'm turning off the news. It could be a food fast. If you look at the biblical, we have like a Daniel fast. We have sun up to sun down fast. Whatever it may be, you may say, I'm picking one day during each week and I'm going to skip lunch, right? And of course, I'm saying, you need to consult your doctor and think about those things and be physically healthy. But there may be a moment where we say, I'm trusting God. I'm placing my faith in this. And the purpose of fasting is that when I say I eliminate that lunch, I'm replacing it with prayer. And one thing for me when I'm fasting, every time my stomach rumbles or I'm making a major change in my diet, it automatically reminds me, wait, why am I doing this? It's to seek after God. And it reminds me, okay, I need to pray right now. I need to seek after him. I need to read his word. I need to begin to enter into those things. And so fasting is taking that away and replacing it with something else, whatever that may look like. God may have placed something on your heart that you know is from God, but yet you're just like, I don't know if I should do it. It could be he's asking you to leave a job. He could be asking you to pursue something else in your life. He may have a business in your heart and in your mind. It could be a blog that he's trying to get you to write. It could be any of these things, right, that God just keeps placing it on your heart. And he's saying, I want you to trust me in it. I want you to trust me in it. And all of a sudden, we just need to take that faith step. We need to trust that he is real, right, and that he rewards those who seek him. And that is what the goal of this series is that you and I, we place our faith. I say, God, I believe you to the point that you are real, you are active in my everyday life, and that you will reward those who seek after you, God. Because I'm trusting in you, I believe that you're going to show up. I believe that you're going to be real in my life. I believe, because when you and I do this, when you and I begin to live this way, it's kind of like that moment in working out where somebody walks up to you and go, why in the world would you do that, right? Like, why? And we get to point back, everyone, it's because God is calling me to that. And they begin to see that fruit in your life of love, joy, peace. And I'm telling you, like, I'm preaching now and I'm closed, but joy cannot come from more money. Joy cannot come from all these different things, right? Utmost joy. Because you know how I know that? Because when you get the money you want, you just want more, right? And when you get the car you want, guess what? You just want, in 6 months, we want another one, right? Like, it may be momentary, but true joy, no matter what, any circumstance, any situation, can only come through Jesus and our relationship with him. And we can place our faith. That's what God wants for you and I. And anytime we feel like we have that moment of, I'm just getting overwhelmed, God. I'm irritated. I keep keeping these record of wrongs. God, I just need you to work. We know we need to return back to seeking after him. return. There's moments in my life that happen, and I just have to go, God, you know what? I've been thinking about this. I've been worrying about it. This is causing me anxiety. All these things, God, and God, it's yours. I can't control the outcome anymore. I'm placing my faith that you're going to provide the outcome. I'm just going to keep doing what you've called me to, and the outcome is yours, God. Right? I'm going to keep putting this input goal every single day, God, and I'm trusting you with the outcome. And so as we begin to pray and ask God to speak to our hearts, I just want to pray for us, and we're going to continue to worship. The worship team is going to come up and sing with us, but I just want to pray and ask God to speak. I would love to pray with you if you love prayer. Maybe you just want to come up to me, or maybe you see one of our leaders and you're saying, hey, I'm praying for this faith step for my family. I'm praying for this faith step in my life. We'd love to know that. We want to pray with you. In fact, do you have a Connect card? Maybe you want to write it on there, drop it in the offering basket as you're heading out, or drop by the Connect Center. And just write that on. We want to pray with you. We're in this thing together. We're walking this road together. And so what that may look like. You may say, hey, Daniel, I have no clue. Can you pray for me for that? I'm like, yes, I will. And we begin to pray and ask God to reveal whatever that may be in and for your life. But let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your truth. God, thank you that you make a way. God, that when we place our faith in you, you can take our mustard seed faith and you can make a way. God, I pray that you just speak to our hearts. I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal faith steps all throughout this room, God. That they will see that whatever that clear step may need to be. And I pray, God, that we get in the wheelbarrow. I pray, God, that we trust you with it and believe that you are walking with us in and through that. I pray that as we start this brand new year, God, I pray that we become just these mouthpieces for you to share your love, to share your truth. And as people see our lives change, they'll want to know, how can my life change as well? How can I have that peace? How can I have that patience? How can I have that in my life as well? God, I pray that you just empower us. I pray if there's anybody in the room, God, I just feel like life is heavy right now. I pray that they can place their faith in you for that situation. God, that they can give the outcome of what we're trying to fight and carry just the weight of that and lay it at your feet. God, maybe it's over a child, over a kid that we can't control the outcome of the way they act or what they do, but yet, God, we keep seeking you. We keep trying to connect them to you. We keep praying. God, I pray that you give them strength. You give them encouragement. You give them endurance, God. Maybe somebody's carrying the weight of a job, and they're just miserable in it, and they don't know what to do, God. We're just praying for supernatural strength in it. And, God, I pray that you will empower them to be a light for you while they are there. God, maybe you're shifting their mission focus for a season. Whatever it may be, God, I just pray that the heaviness will be placed at your feet, that we can trust you with the outcome. God, we love you. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Let's stand and worship together.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bridge Church Podcast. If you would like to find out more information about our church, you can simply visit our website at thebridgebluffton.com. Have a blessed day.